Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. If you're in the UK, you notice we're an hour earlier because our clocks actually went back last night. The hour, and they haven't yet over in Great America. But I have been led to believe by good information that they will be going back next week. So our show will be going out at the normal time for everyone next week. Well, today I've got an amazing guest lined up for you. But we're having some technical issues again. I think we had technical issues last time that this guest was on. But I'm sure that as soon as she comes on, that we'll be able to bring her on and in here for you. So I suppose I better get on with today's show, I would have thought, you know, until my guest comes on. So before I take any callers, let me tell you about the numbers you need to call in on if you want to call in for a reading. The numbers you need to call in on is 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. And I know that I think my guest has just come online. Let's see if we can bring it in here for 2 seconds here. Wait with us and bear with us a second. This is the beauty of live radio, I suppose, isn't it? I believe that... No, I don't. I think that my guest is gone again. But I know that she'll be coming back in now. Give us a few minutes and we will do our very best here for bringing this guest in. But before we go to any phone lines, let us take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back just after this.
You have a website? How is that working for your business needs? Is your company's website living up to its full potential and driving business to you? Are your customers finding you online? Chances are your website presence is lacking, and that is why Shape Web Designs can help. Shape Web Designs offers a wide range of services that just doesn't stop at web development. We are a full-service company with strategies that are proven to make your internet presence the best that it can be. Our team of online marketing specialists will work with you to provide you with the best marketing strategies, customer-tailored to your company's products and services. Customer service is number one here at Shape Web Designs. We live here in a very techno time. Don't be left behind with a website that is inadequate for your needs. Shape Web Designs, shaping a better tomorrow. Visit us at www.shapewebdesigns.com or call 616-844-0893 today.
Okay, and welcome back. Who just joined us? Welcome here to MikeSpirit.fm or even in Blog Talk Radio, whichever way you listen to this, you're more than welcome. I do believe by the power of magic, our friend Jean Foster.
Oh, yes, I'm here.
It is by the power of magic as well, Jean, isn't it?
My Internet Explorer decided to stop working.
Ah, well, you know, that's
technology.
Technology is wonderful. And you know, I just opened up the show and I said, I believe that we have a few technical issues exactly the way we did when we first brought this guest on for you a little while ago. And we're gone. But never mind, here, and we are ready to work and to do the show. But I know the last time that you was on the show here with me, we was getting ready to do a demonstration. I think it was actually labeled as the psychic gang, wasn't we? The five of us.
Yes.
And I know, you know, I had the great pleasure of meeting you in person there, and the rest of the the wonderful speakers who was there, which I suppose we should name each and every one of them. Obviously, there was yourself, there was myself, there was a good friend, Wendy Binks, and I know Wendy was on the show last week. She's done an absolutely fantastic show.
Good.
Had Dave Williams. I know Dave has been on the show a few times. And we had a great friend of mine, Elizabeth Lee Crowther. You know, I love Elizabeth, I got to be honest. She's absolutely a fantastic worker.
She is. Lovely person.
Well, for me, the night was a successful night. So do you want to give us a little bit of your intake on that night?
I thought it was an absolutely fantastic night because, for me, it was a first on many levels. I'd never worked with other mediums that way. I hadn't met you before. I hadn't met Wendy. I hadn't met Mike, Dave Williams. So it was a first for me, really, a really big event for me. I thought it went fantastically. A lot of energy, a lot of some wonderful messages coming through from Spirit. And I'll remember that, really, till the end of my days, because it was just such a fantastic night for me.
Well, it was, I mean, we were
met... You're so funny. People, you've got to meet him in public.
I mean, we kind of won't mention the sound system.
No.
That was hard.
Well, six marks and only one worked.
This is, you know, I thought to myself, oh, God, here we go. You know, right at the beginning, they were swapping mics around frantic, and, you know, it just wasn't happening, was it, you know?
No. I think somebody upstairs was interfering.
Well, you know, the spirits sometimes do have an intake on that, don't they? You know, and it's up to them. But I know that you have another show, and unfortunately I can't make the next show, and it's not too far away, is it, with the four of you? And I know that there's another gentleman that's going to stand in and stand in my place.
Yes, I think, is it Drew D or something like that?
Is correct. Yes. And actually, I'm looking forward to bringing Drew D onto the show one day.
All right. It was nice to meet him as well for the first time.
It was quite funny because, you know, me and Gwyn, my manager, we went up together. And I know that you had the pleasure of meeting Gwyn. The two of us went there. We arrived a little bit early, if I'm honest with you. So we kind of found ourselves sat at the bar. And it was quite interesting because... we was watching a program on the TV, because the TV screen was on, called The Chaser. Now, I like watching The Chaser, and I think I probably get about three of the answers out of the whole show, which is quite, it's quite good for me, you know, three of them. And Gwyn was there, and he was answering them, and there was another one. And I was thinking, you should be going on The Chaser, mate. You know, you're quite good at
this.
And all of a sudden, this gentleman came over to me and he said, you must be Mike. And I looked at him and went, I am. And he went, my name is Drew G. And he, you know, put himself out there. And I was, you know, really a pleasure to meet Drew. We had a very interesting conversation. And yes, I'm going to be bringing him on to the show one day. But tell us all about the event that you're going to...
The event is organised, being organised by Mother Care. For those who don't know Mother Care, it's a store that sells nothing but baby things. Baby clothes, pregnancy things, prams, everything else. And every year they have a charity event. And the one that's nearest to us, which is in Maryhill near Dudley, is organising one in aid of Save the Children. And it's on November the 18th. And I think the tickets, I'm not sure, but I think the tickets are still £7.50 as they were at the Station Hotel for the other event. And this one is at the Station Hotel. And it's on the 18th of November. It's advertised apparently all around Maryhill. And Beth will be promoting it on her website, and I'll be promoting it on my Facebook. But that's at the Station Hotel, and it's in aid of Save the Children.
Okay, so that's not too long away. Unfortunately, I can't make that night because I'm out doing work myself. I'm out demonstrating elsewhere. But, you know, I hope, and really hope, you know, from the bottom of my heart that you can have a really successful night, because I know it's a wonderful charity that you will be working for. So, you know, I hope that everything goes exactly as planned. And, you know, and I'm sure that it will, you know, with the power of the spirit behind you.
We won't rely on mics, so. Though.
No, let's not. No. Don't take any mics. Anyway, Jean, I know that we need to push on with the show.
Yep.
I know that we've got a very busy show lined up in front of us, and I'm looking in the chat room, and I know that the producer has posted that we're already at 90 callers, so I think that we better move along, and I think we need to move along quite swiftly. But before we do that, I'm just going to call out the numbers, and then I'm going to play a little jingle, and that's a cue for not my producer, but for me, I'm going to play that jingle, and the numbers they need to call in on. It's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. And we will be right back.
Would you like to get connected to the spirit world? Then you need Spiritual Connections on MikeSpirit.fm. Every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. UK time, your host, Mike David, will answer your questions and connect you to the spirit world. So remember, tune in to MikeSpirit.fm for your Spiritual Connections.
Okay, and welcome back if you've just joined us or if you've just tuned in, you're listening here to Mike David, Mike David's Psychic Medium Show, with my wonderful guest, Jean Foster. Jean, it's a pleasure to have you here.
And you, Mike. Good to speak to you.
Well, thank you very much. Well, we're going to push on with the show, and I do believe our first caller in, it's, and I'm going to get in trouble again, and I don't know that we went through this last time, Jean, but I'm sure it's Zadu. Zadu, are you there with us?
Yes, correct. That was perfect.
Did I say it okay?
Yes, perfectly.
Oh, thank you very much. Do I've been sweating, sat thinking, oh, I'm going to get this one all wrong all over again. Okay. Jean, it's over to you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Jean, are you there with us? I think Jean might be, again, having some technical issues. 1 second.
Can you hear me?
Oh, now we can.
Oh.
Yeah, she's here.
Okay. Okay. How can I help you?
Hello, Jean. I just have a couple questions that are heavy on my heart. One is relationship, and the other is career, because I was thinking of applying for a new position that I noticed was open, and I wanted to know what you saw about those two things that are kind of weighing heavy on my heart right now.
Okay. I feel it's they're two good topics to ask about, really, because as soon as you started talking about the career one, I got a positive energy with it, and I feel this is the right path to take. I feel it will be similar kind of work to what you already do or have done, but this is more, it's an expansive kind of role that you'll be taking on, which means there's more to it, there's more involved.
Yeah.
And I think you will love this because it's stretching you a little, and it's time to do this now, okay? I feel you thought about moving forward in another job a few months ago, and I don't feel that was the right time for you. But now it's like all systems go.
Okay.
And I've got success written here.
Okay. Because I was nervous because I just got a transfer, and I was afraid of offending anyone. I've been transferred about a month ago, and I noticed a new position was open. It's the same company. It's just a different position. I was just really didn't want to offend anyone by just – when I'm moving again, transferring again so quickly.
I understand where you're coming from about offending people. But at the end of the day, you have to consider what is in your best interests.
Yes.
And
right.
I feel who have employed you anyway will totally understand your need to expand on your experience. I feel they would totally understand.
Okay. My second question was relationship. This is someone that I'm working with, that I felt an attraction to, and I was wondering, do you see anything with that progressing? This person got out of a relationship not too long ago, maybe 5 months ago, a year relationship.
Okay.
And I thought it was cool between you and I. Yeah.
Truthfully.
Yeah.
In a short answer, no.
It just
feels as if you could be really good friends.
Okay.
But I think there's too many issues around him that he hasn't let go of. Or is it him, I assume?
Yes, I was wondering if he went back to the ex-girlfriend or holding on to that.
That's the issues he hasn't dealt with. He hasn't really dealt with them. I feel he says he has. Yes, it's all behind me, I feel he says. But I don't feel it is. I feel there's so much things, so many loose ends to tie up. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes, I do.
When you end something, you have to tie up those loose ends, and they're still hanging free. So he hasn't dealt with it at all, really.
Okay,
I don't feel he'll
go
back. I don't feel okay. So now, because it just feels it's done there. Whatever was there is now gone. But it does, for him, there's still a connection there in some way.
Okay. The reason I ask is because I know he likes me. He gets nervous around me, and it's just you can feel that energy. I was hoping maybe if we start off as friends, which I'll be okay with, maybe eventually it might lead to something. You know?
Friends would be great at the moment.
When do you see that starting, the friendship? At least he seems too shy around me, and I was hoping you'll get over it.
I'm feeling is you've got to make the first move. But just become friends. Don't be anything more at the moment, because I feel he has too much on his plate. He has too much to think about. And there's too many issues. I don't know what they're talking about with the issues, but there's too many issues that he needs to deal with before he can come to you fully. But at the present moment, for the next 6 months, you just have to be friends. I don't feel there's any love around that at the moment. Just good friends. You communicate well with each other, and you can be really good friends with each other.
Okay, and when do you see if I reach out again? Because I did it before. He just seemed nervous, but I know he likes me, I guess, physically. But when do you think it'll be a good time to reach out again, maybe without scaring him?
Say 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
Wait another 3 weeks.
Do it in a very gentle way.
Okay.
Because I feel if you sort of come in his face kind of thing, it might run away. Whereas if you just say, do you want to go for a coffee or, do you want to go for lunch? That's quite, there's no heavy thing there, is there? There's no heavy issue when you just go for lunch or a coffee.
Okay.
Okay.
No pressure. Okay. Thank you so much. And you hit everything right on the nail. So thank you so much for your help.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you can have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I'll see. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Mike. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye now. Bye. Well, lovely, Jean. I've got to be honest, a lovely reading. I need to move on here. We need to move on quite quickly, I believe. I think we have Vince online next. Vince, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, and how can I help you today?
Well, for the last 4 years, I've been going through a lawsuit against my former employer, and there was a workman's comp issue. And next month, I have a meeting. My lawyer and I and workman's comp board, we have a meeting for a settlement. And I'm just wondering if you see any amount, and if it's going to be substantial, and also, too, at the same time, if you see a job or my career coming or something, because I've been out of work for quite some time.
Okay, Ben, so what I do, I link to the spirit world, okay, and I will get them to, I'll describe people to you, and we see where we go with them, and then I can ask them that same question. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Vince, I'm becoming aware of a lady that connects around your life here, okay? And I know that this lady was tied towards your mum's side of your family when she was here with us. I believe that she would have been a lady that would have carried a little bit of weight with her before she passed on to the spirit world. I believe that she could be like your mum a minute because she put her arms around me, so she's either your mum or your grandmum when she was here with us. I know that I want to say to you that she would have suffered in her body a little bit before she passed because she makes me aware that the suffering was quite deep. She makes me aware that she needed lots of help, lots of assistance in this life before she passed. Do you understand of a lady like this for me, Vince?
I know that my mother's still alive. I know that it might have been my grandmother. I never really knew my grandparents because we left the country when I was 3 years old, and I met my grandmother once. So that's possible that she did suffer, but she lived to be in her late 80s.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Because I know that she wants me to say that she's been around your life, okay? And she wants me to say that she's been there and she's seen these difficulties. Okay. I'm not going to predict whether it's going to be a large amount of money or a small amount of money or whether you're going to get any money or not, because I'm not going to predict anything, okay? All I can tell you is information that the spirit world has come through to tell me. So what she's come to say to me is that it's been an ongoing process for the last few months, isn't it?
Yeah.
And if I said to you that that's ongoing, it's kind of dragging you and your family down right now, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, would I be right in saying that, you've been advised, whether it's by like your solicitor, your attorney, whatever you want to call them, not to take the first offer?
Right.
Okay. But you're more of the mind right now, there, Vince, that maybe you should take the first offer because it's getting very difficult without that financial support, okay? Because I know that your financial support at the moment, it's very difficult there for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it has been.
Okay. And see, and that's why that you've been asking me the question about another job that comes in. Now, I don't know why, Vince, but would I be right in saying that your line of work must be on the lines of where you would like promote things, because I feel as if I want to promote things in your life. Is that right?
Yeah, there's two situations happening there. I'm in the acting entertainment field, and that's where my heart lies. But I'm also doing writing, and I'm trying to get my book published right now, but I also have an idea for an invention too.
Okay, that's fine, because I know I want to say that you about this lady is aware about I want to promote you, okay? Not that I can do that personally myself, because I can't, you know, but she makes
right
options, and, you know, it's like as if I want to appear in places, I want to do the right thing. I believe that as she makes a communication here, that she wants me to say to you that you have to go with it, okay? Now, I know that this thing is going to come to a head very, very soon, okay? Because I know that as I'm looking towards the beginning of next year, that's where maybe you'll get your first offer or whatever that is. I know that by the beginning of next year, which is not too far away, that, you know, it's almost like as if I want to say that you will be pleased with what the outcome of it has come. And I do believe I want to say this to you that from there is where I need to put yourself, like, let's carry on, let's move on now, okay? Because I want to say to you that it's dragged you down, it's dragged your family down to a point to where you feel physically exhausted, okay?
Yeah.
I want to say to you it's time now that we started to climb this ladder, climb the ladder progression and start getting myself back out there, because I know that the longer that you are out of action, for want of a better word, the harder it is getting there for you. Does that make sense, did you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. See, because I know I'm being told that it's very difficult. See, there's a gentleman in the spirit world as well that wants to make his connection here. And this gentleman, I know as he makes his link here with me, that he makes me feel that he's quite a tall gentleman. Well, he's taller than myself. He's maybe around the 6 foot area, because I know that's, you know, I need to look up to him to place him. And I know that as he makes his connection here, that he makes me aware he didn't live to a fantastic age. I believe that he would have passed away. See, and he makes me aware as if I want to be somewhere around my late 50s here, Vince. I feel 58, if I'm honest here with you, of when he passed on to the spirit world. So do you understand the gentleman that would have been around his 58, who's around the 6 foot area? He must have passed quite quickly and quite suddenly on to the spirit world, because he makes me aware, you know.
I do know somebody of that. They're not tall, but definitely somebody like that.
Okay. Because as I said, I'm aware that my passion is very sudden. It's very quick. My life was ended so soon. I know I want to settle with my heart, because I know around my chest area it's giving me trouble at the minute as I'm speaking here to you. And I do believe that's how he communicates. Okay. Now I want to say to you that in this life he would have been a very strong kind of a man. In his character-wise events, almost as if whatever he had to say out, it would come please or offend, and that's what he puts in front of me here. There was no holding back there with him, okay? And I do,
yeah.
And I believe that in some what way that you follow this man in your character-wise, so I know that you are that kind of way, that there's no holding you back. When you have something to say, out it would come please or offend, is that right?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, see, and he tells me here that, you know, instead of... Ah, right, okay. So you have been holding yourself back over this thing then, is that right?
Yeah, a little bit, because I've had to be silent for the time being. But once it resolves, then I'm no longer going to be silent.
Because he tells me that you've had to, a term I would use is bite your tongue for a while, okay? And I believe that that's what you've had to do in your life at the moment, is bite your tongue and just be silented, okay? And I know it's totally out of character for you to be that way. Now, he also tells me as well that you do have a belief in this spirit world. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. See, and he tells me that belief in the spirit world, now, would I be right in saying that it's kind of kept you going for a while? Is that right? It's kept you going so that through this difficult time in your life at the moment, you've kind of lent upon your belief you've kind of lent upon your belief in the spirit world to push you forward. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, because I'm being told you've actually seen people from the spirit world. Is that right?
Yeah. Not so much seen, but definitely visited by people. And in fact, the day that Michael Jackson died, he came to me. I didn't see him. Well, I did see him, but he came to me when I was in a somewhat of a sleep state, and he just looked at me and smiled and said, "I'm okay." And I couldn't figure out why, of all people in the world, he would come to me, because I never even knew him.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, because I know I want to say to you that, that they have visited you. Okay, they have come around your life. I do believe I want to say that you have had some visual contacts, so whether it's in your sleep state or whatever it is, it's none of my business. But I'm being told to say here to you that, it's a wonderful blessing to know that the spirit world is around us and when they are there with us, okay? But I know I want to say that to you, you keep smiling, because I know things will turn right there for you, but you have to start believing in the things that surround you. Does that help you a little bit, David?
Yeah, it does.
Good, okay. Well, thank you very much for calling, okay?
Thank you.
Remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on today. I'll say thank you very much for calling, David.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye now, bye. Okay, I believe that we have Jean Mary Lou online next. Jean, are you there with us?
I am, yes. Can you hear me?
No, another Jean. Sorry, Jean.
Oh. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing there?
I'm great.
Okay. Jean, may I ask you where you're calling from?
My name's Mary Lou.
Oh, sorry. My mistake. Mary Lou. Okay, Mary Lou. Can I ask you where you're calling from there, Mary?
New Orleans.
Okay. Okay, Jean, it's over to you.
Okie dokie. Hello, Mary Lou.
Hi, Jean.
How are you today?
Fantastic.
Okay. How can I help you?
I was just wondering if you have any messages for me from Spirit.
Okay. As you started speaking, I had an elderly lady step into the side of me. I feel this lady would have been about, when she passed, about 5'3", 5'4". Oh, she's disagreeing. She's saying 5'5". And I feel this lady would speak her mind, but she would do it in a very loving way. She had to be strict with everyone around her. She had to be strict with those younger than her. But you knew she loved you, okay? This is more, I feel, on a grandmother kind of link.
Okay.
I feel she had big hips. I've got a feeling of a quite... Do you know what I mean by a round kind of figure?
Yeah.
Well rounded.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's giving me the feeling that she couldn't get her breath towards the end of her life because I'm having trouble breathing. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
And I want to give you the initial M for a lady that's in spirit. It's... If I give you a name, I'm not absolutely sure about the name, but I want to say Martha, or a name that sounds like Martha, okay? And what do you understand about being, she's talking about you being a little upset at the moment. Do you understand that?
A little
bit. And missing people in spirit. And a feeling that you're not getting the support you need from the people here on Earth.
Right.
And there's a feeling that they're saying they're letting you down, the people here.
Yeah.
Okay. This lady's also showing me that she walked. I feel she had joint problems towards the end of her life, and she's showing me a walking stick. Okay. Do you know who this lady is?
Actually, I've heard of this woman before, but I don't know who she is.
Okay. She's just said paternal grandmother. So you need to look on a paternal grandmother or a great-grandmother. But I feel there's a photograph of this lady, and it's sepia. It's black and white. And I feel she lived, she's saying 94, so I don't know whether she lived to 94, but she's giving me the feeling that she lived to a great age. And I feel...
Did she die in 94, or was she 94?
Well, whichever is...
Okay,
she's just saying 94.
Okay, it sounds like my dad's mother then.
Okay, fantastic.
But her name starts with a K. Both my grandmas have the same name.
Right. Let me just work out. Perhaps the M is she's talking about you. Okay. Okay? Oh, and she's saying two sisters. Would you have two sisters?
I have one sister.
There's a feeling she's giving me of someone coming in from outside the family that's being like a sister. You know, as if you're taking a friend who would feel like a sister.
Mm-mm.
No, okay. Let me just see what she's talking about. She's just giving me this... I don't know whether it's someone's name or... I know what it means. She's saying serendipity. So if you can understand whether that is someone's name or a situation, serendipity is what she's saying.
Okay.
And she wants to say, you are never alone. You are never alone. And I want to give you a name that begins with a J. And it sounds like Joan. Or Joanna, it sounds like that. It sounds like that, okay? This lady couldn't get her breath towards the end of her life because I can hardly breathe. And I feel she struggled for breath before she passed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And would you understand a man's name that begins with a J? And it sounds like Julius or J-U-L, I want to give you. And she's giving me... the feeling that he's a younger male, but to her, he would be younger. It's more like a grown man now.
Hmm.
And I want to look whether there are five in the family, five children originally. So what side of the family is the five, where there's five children?
The five children would be my mom's side.
Okay. She's telling me there's been a lot of unhappiness around there recently. And that she wants to bring a lot of love and a lot of upliftment there. Because you especially, and a little bit of... Your mom's still here?
Yeah, my mom's still alive.
There's a little bit of concern about mom, really. Do you understand that?
No, not at all.
Who has the arthritis?
My mom does.
Okay.
But overall, though, my mom's never been healthier than she is at this moment.
Fantastic to hear. Okay, she's just giving me some more information about mom not being able to get about as much as she wants to. Would you understand her walking is restricted in some way?
I don't think so.
Okay.
She has a male partner, and he's restricted, but she's not.
Right, okay. She's quite a feisty lady, your mum, you know.
Yeah.
Quite strong character. And
yes.
No one will tell her what to do.
No.
And there's also her dad being called from spirit. Do you understand that?
Excuse me? Is my dad
being called from spirit?
My dad is in spirit.
Right, okay. And he's sending lots of loves, lots of hugs and lots of kisses to you.
Wonderful.
And he says you see him. You see the movement out of the corner of your eye.
I do.
Yes. And he's saying, it's me, it's me.
Okay.
And, he's squeezing, you know when a mum hugs a child's face and that, he's squeezing your cheeks in, your face cheeks, and he's saying, and he's kissing you there. He wants to send you lots of love and lots of kisses. Okay?
Okay. You know, I was seeing someone else's mom with me, and I didn't know that I could communicate with the deceased.
Absolutely.
She appears to have left me. I don't know how this works, but she was very strong for a while.
They do. They're strong when we need them most. So they tend to be around us very strongly. And when they see that we're moving on through life a little better, they will step back. Then if we need them again, they'll just naturally come forward, and that energy will be strong. You will feel the upliftment. You will feel the love. But they do step back from time to time. It's not like she's disappeared. She hasn't.
Well, is there any message? I'm sorry.
Sorry?
I was going to ask if there was a message from my dad, but I didn't want to cut you off.
Just lots of love. And he says you're doing the right thing. So it feels as if you've made a decision about something very recently, in the last three days, 3 weeks. And he says it's the right thing, it's the right decision, go ahead with it. Move forward with this. And he's showing me his clothes. Someone must have kept his clothes for quite some time after he'd passed over. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm cleaning out my closet, and I just saw one of his shirts.
He doesn't mind if you keep that.
I don't know why I have it.
He doesn't mind you keeping it. He says, keep it, keep it. And he says he knows you smelt it. He knows you held it and smelled it.
Not yet, but I know it's there.
You know, when you smell and you smell that person in the clothing, he says you've done that. He says he's watched you doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I've also got to give you the name John, and I feel John is living on the earth plane. And I want to give you the name Robert or Bob on the earth plane. And can you understand making changes at home recently?
I'm purging my house.
You're painting your house.
Purging, cleaning, purging.
Oh, right.
Go away.
Clearing your clutter.
Yes. Clutter busting.
Yes, it's healthy to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And your father says you're a hoarder.
I don't think so. I'm working on that.
He's talking about books.
Oh, yeah, I have a few books.
Yeah. He says pass them on. Don't just throw them away. Pass them on to other people. Pass them on to who will enjoy them.
I want to read them.
Okay. And yes, and he's making me feel you're never going to read them. You never have the time. And I want to give you Jackson. I don't know whether that's a first name or a last name.
Okay.
Would you understand that? I feel this person is in the living world, not in spirit. Okay.
Okay.
And he's also giving me a feeling of, do you understand about a mixing of races in a family?
No.
He's showing me two races coming together and making a child.
Not that I know of.
Okay. So from two different cultures, this couple have made a child.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And I need to give you the name Pat or Patrick.
Okay.
Okay? And your dad's just lifting a hat in acknowledgement to you. Okay? And it looks a kind of hat you'd wear in the hot weather. It looks like a straw hat to me.
Okay.
And I've been shown a man that had no hair on the top of his head, or he kept it so short you could see his bald head. He's saying his bald head.
That's my dad. Hat and bald head.
And he's still got a hat in spirit, he says. He's still got a hat in spirit.
Okay.
But he loves you so much. He's sending so much love to you and upliftment. And he says, I haven't gone anywhere. I haven't gone anywhere. I'm going to have to end the call now, unfortunately.
All right. Well, thank you.
Was that okay for you?
That was awesome. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
All right. Thanks, Jean. Thank you.
Bye. If you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. And I say thank you very much for calling. I do believe that we have Sarah online next day. Sarah, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. How are you doing today?
I am doing very fine. And yourself?
I'm doing very well.
Good. May I ask you, Sarah, where you're calling in from?
Kansas.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I was wondering if you were able to get any messages from me on the other side, if you could relay those messages.
Okay, bear me a second now. Yes, Sarah, will I make my link to the spirit world? Okay, because... okay, let me see where we're going. Okay, see, instantly, there's a gentleman that wants to make his link you. I mean, I know that as I'm looking at him, he was very slack to the build towards the end of his life there. I believe that this gentleman would have been maybe around his late 60s. I wouldn't really say touching his early 70s, but I want to say late 60s of when he passed. He makes me feel as if I want to say to you that he was quite an active man throughout his life. I do believe I need to say to you that he would have liked to keep himself very busy. He's, as I said, very active. He liked to have a go at doing lots of things when he was here with us. I believe he connects to your dad's side, your family of when he was here, because he pulls me towards your dad's side. I certainly sense you with him as well, that I need to say to you that he would have been quite a well-dressed gentleman of when he was here with us. I'm not saying that he had lots of money, far from the word, but what he had, he took great care of when he was here with us. Do you understand of a gentleman like this to me, there, Sarah?
I think so.
Okay. Now, this man, I believe that he would be like your granddad, is that right? Is that the gentleman you're thinking of?
I'm not sure how old my grandfather was when he passed on my father's side.
Okay.
I knew him when I was very young, a toddler.
Okay.
I believe he was 80s when he passed.
Okay. And does your granddad fit that description?
I'm sorry, what?
I said, does your granddad fit that description I've just given to you? At least like of his build?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I must have put the phone thing
around,
but you're breaking up.
Okay, hang on one second. Okay. That he was very slight of his build when he was here with us. I believe he's a well-dressed kind of a gentleman, very active, liked to keep himself very busy. I want to say that he's very drawn in his features towards the end of his life. I believe that he would have lived in this life for some time on his own. That tells me that that his partner would have passed before him. Is that right? Do you understand of him as being your granddad?
No. His wife's dying of cancer right now.
Okay. Okay. Now, would I be right in saying that if this is not your granddad, I know that he links around your granddad there somewhere. Would I be right in saying that your granddad comes from quite a large kind of family?
I think so.
Because
I think of his family. I'm not very familiar with my father's side of the family.
Okay. No, that doesn't really matter, okay, because that's where he comes from. He comes from your dad's side of your family, and I believe that he wants me to say to you that, you know, he's been around your life quite a lot. Now, I know that the first thing that you asked me was, is there any message from the other side, okay? Now, what I want to say to you there, from this gentleman in the spirit world, is we need to stop worrying. Okay, so know that you're worrying yourself quite sensitive. You're really worrying yourselves quite sick at the moment. Is that right?
Sounds about right.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that the more that you're worrying about something or someone in this life, the more it's taking its toll upon you? I believe that you're doing so much in this life at the moment. You're trying to help everywhere and anywhere you possibly can. But you feel, and without me sounding funny here, you feel quite useless, don't you?
I could relate to that. Does the man give you a name? Does his name start with an H?
Okay, I'm not going to give you anything that he doesn't give me. If he gives me a name, then I will give you his name. But if he doesn't, then I'm not going
okay.
to. See, and I always remember asking my guide what his name was, and he said to me, which one do you want? I've walked your earth many times. So to me, I don't really, if I give you a name, then I do, but if I don't, I'm not really bothered, okay? But I know that this man comes through from the spirit world, and he sees what's going on in your life. He tells me that there's been some activity that's been happening around your home as well. So I know that there's been some... Okay. You understand, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. And he tells me that...
Very well.
Okay. He tells me that you keep trying to test it all the time. Is that right? Because he talks to you about that you're testing it. You see...
So he must be the one who showed up. I did an EVP the other day, and I heard this man... And I thought it was my father. My father's also passed.
Okay, okay. Don't tell me no more, okay, because it's up to me to give you the information that he gives me, okay? And he says to me that you keep testing it. You keep asking for the same thing over and over again, and you're asking them to repeat certain things. So if you've been doing some EVP work, then I know that that's the kind of thing that you do in EVP work. But I know I want to say to you that the more that you're testing it, the clearer is coming in there for you, isn't it? Because it's almost as if I just want to come there and just say to you, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. So you understand why I would say that to you right now. Is that right?
Yes, I understand.
Now, he also tells me that, as you see in EVP work, obviously that you do some kind of investigation, that you like to investigate the spirit world and so on and so forth there. But if I say to you that you've had some nice footage as well, do you understand that there's been you've captured something on a camera or a camcorder or something? Is that right?
I have to review. It hasn't been for a while. Camera.
I missed that.
But,
say that again.
I said I'd have to review. I've taken some pictures around the house, but I haven't seen anything. Footage, I've tried to stray away from that because I'm not sure what the camera up would do or what it would show.
Okay,
but...
well, you have a look back through it because I know that he comes soon. He wants me to say to you that, see, the more that you're asking, because it's almost like if you're asking for the proof, the evidence, and the support of the spirit world, okay? And he wants to come through and give you that support and that guidance, okay? Now, I know I've got somebody else that comes through here that tells me that when they passed on to the spirit world, it was cancer, because I know I'm feeling cancer. And I know I want to say to you that this would be a lady in the spirit world that would have passed with a cancerous kind of condition. I believe I want to say to you that there's like a history of this that would go back in your family as well. So I know that this is something that has been an ongoing thing for some while. But I know this lady is a, she's quite rounded in features. I know she's quite rounded there in her features there. I know that you would have been quite a lovely, loving kind of a lady. She keeps wanting me to say Mary for some reason. So would you understand Mary in the spirit world?
Mary? Maria.
Okay, that's fine. Because I know I'm hearing Mary, okay? So if it's Maria, then I'm happy with that. So you understand that description of the lady that passed with the cancer as well?
I know the Maria that passed with a cancer...
Okay.
Mary would be my great grandmother on my father's side. I believe she
Okay, that's fine. Because I know I've got this lady here with me, okay, and she tells me that she's settled around your vibration and she's been here for some time. She says to me about that you've been getting yourself all worked up of late. You've been getting yourself all upset of late there as well, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And she talks to me about the tears that's been rolling down your face and you've been calling upon the strength of the spirit world to come forward and to give you the help and support that you're looking for at the moment. And I believe that these two have come, and if I can say, like a set of crutches, like a support you there from the spirit world, just to aid you forward in this life, okay? Do you understand all this?
Yes, I understand that.
Yeah, okay, that they want to come and be supportive there to you from the spirit world. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, does that help you a little bit?
That does help. It helps explain things, and it helps, it helps me know who's around.
Okay, guys, okay. Well, know that these people are always there with you, okay? You know I need to leave you, but I know I need to say that you're not alone in this life, and stop feeling as if you are, okay? Because I know that that's the one thing that's on your mind. Is there anybody actually there with me? Yes, there is. There's plenty of people there with you. But I know that you have to start, instead of disbelieving, it's time that we started to accept the things that surround us, okay? Well, I'm going to say to you, thank you very much for calling. And remember, you can have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on today if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, and I say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, I believe that we have Louise online next there. Louise, are you there with us?
Hi, Mike. Thank you for taking my call and for doing this. This is a great, great pleasure. I am the mother of the last caller, and I can tell you that you were right on. Mary was my paternal grandmother, so that would have been her maternal, paternal great-grandmother. So thank you for that. That was a very wonderful read.
A confirmation, and thank you very much. Okay, well, I'm going to hand you over to my guest, Jean. Jean?
Hi, Louise.
Hi. I do have a request. I'm looking for messages from my maternal grandmother, Susanna, and also from...
I'd rather you didn't tell me who... Can we just see who comes through?
Sure.
Because we can't choose, really. We're just communicators. That's all we are. Okay?
Sure, so no problem.
If the person you want to hear from comes through, fantastic. I'm getting the name Marjorie.
Don't know any Marjorie.
Okay. It might be the M-A-R, the name that begins M-A-R. Okay? And also, I've got a connection to a lady who had cancer, and it's in the breast area. Do you understand that?
No.
Living.
Don't know.
Would you understand losing two brothers?
Nope.
Mm. You don't understand the name Margaret or Marguerite?
No.
Mike.
Okay, yeah. Okay, let me come in there, Jean. If you want to come in at any time, then please just...
Okay.
Okay. Louise, I know that I'm aware of another gentleman that wants to make this communication here with you. And the first thing this gentleman gives me is like as if I didn't like my teeth. I wouldn't wear my teeth because I know I wanted to spit them out, okay? So I know that he would have wore false teeth, and that's the first thing that spit his teeth out because he didn't like them, okay? And he says to me of when he passed, somebody tried to put his teeth in when he already passed home to the spirit world. And he says to me, they didn't fit anyway, okay? So do you understand of a gentleman in the spirit world? They didn't like his teeth. He'd always spat them out. I don't think he would have worn them. I believe that he would be maybe around the 5'7", 5'8" in his height when he was here with us. I believe that he would have been a gentleman that I want to say was a quite casual dress kind of fella, quite laid back in his character-wise. I believe that he would have been the kind of man that really didn't take much messing around. I know of whatever he'd done with compassion, because that's what he comes forward with. Do you understand of a gentleman like this for me, Louise?
Not offhand. It could be one of many. I don't know anyone offhand that had false teeth when they passed.
Okay, let me give you a little bit more of him, okay, because I know he's with me and I have to work with him, okay? And the other thing he comes through with, he says to me that there's five of us, there's five, and I believe it's five brothers. He would have been one of five brothers, or he had five brothers, because I know that's important there with him, okay? So let me connect this man into your dad's side of your family, because I know that's where he takes me. Now, how far back is, I don't know, but I know I want to go into your dad's side of your family. But there's five boys, okay, or he's one of five boys. I want to say to you that they didn't reach a fantastic age in your dad's side, but this gentleman kind of lived on a little longer, because he makes me aware I lived on longer before I passed on to the spirit world, because he keeps, see, and he's a character, because he says to me, because I was a good one, and I wanted to stay here, and I didn't want to go nowhere, and I believe that's the way he comes through here with you, okay? Does that make sense to you now?
I think so. I think that might be my dad's brother. I'm not.
That's okay. That's fine.
I'm also getting construction, Mike.
Okay.
Wooden buildings. Because I'm seeing someone with one of those tool belts and building. It almost looks like a wooden church.
Oh, no. He was a truck driver. He was a building person.
That's saying the planes. So I don't know, where are the planes in America? I don't mean the planes that fly. I mean, I think it's wheat planes or something like that.
Huh. I don't know.
Okay. Let me just carry on with him a second, Jean.
Go ahead.
Because I know that this man is with me, and he says to me that he connects around your life, okay? Now, if I said to you that, I know that the last caller was your daughter, because you just said that to me, but he talks to me about putting your life on hold at the moment. So I know that your daughter told me about your mum is ill?
Yes,
okay. So would I be right in saying that you put your life on hold at the moment to kind of look after your mum? So you're looking after your mum quite a lot then, is that right?
I did last year, not presently. Last year I did.
Okay, because he talks to me about looking after mum, okay? Now, what he also tells me is that he's been around your life quite a lot of late, because he has seen the difficulties in your life. Now, would I be right in saying that there's been lots of turmoil in your life, hasn't there?
Yes.
And there's been lots of upset, because I've been told of upset, there's been lots of hurt. You've been disappointed after disappointment. I believe that there's been heartache after heartache around your life. And it seems to be, you know, this has just been a bad year for you, hasn't it?
Right.
Okay, and he tells me that, you know, that it's that way, and it's going to remain that way until you start looking at things in a more of a positive attitude, okay? Because I believe that you've kind of given up a little bit now. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because he says to me about not giving up. You need to keep a positive attitude to you, okay? And he wants you to teach you, don't give up, because, you know, there is a fight left in you just yet, okay? Now, I want to talk to you as well of a lady in the spirit. Well, and I know that this lady, and I know Jean is going to come in here with this lady, because she just makes herself really close here to me. And if I say to you that this lady in the spirit, well, she makes you aware that she passed. It was in the middle of the summer, she says to me. I passed in the summer. I know whether it was this summer or last summer, I don't know. But I passed in the middle of summer. She makes me aware of the month of June. June the 18th is important here, and I know I have to say June the 18th. And I know that she makes me aware that when she passed from this life, that she says to me, I just slipped away, my dear. I just went. I just went home to the spirit world, okay? She makes me aware. I want to see. She says, calm down, slow down, okay? So I want to say that you, when she was here with us, that you would have been the kind of lady that was very sympathetic, very much caring in her vibration, and that's what I want to put around you, okay, to be caring, sensitive, because that's what she wants to put in front of you. So you'd understand that we need to be a little bit more caring and sensitive in your life right now. Is that right?
The only person I can I think about that time period, I don't know the exact date, is some... the name Loopy, but nobody named Marjorie or Margaret. I don't know who that is. But Loopy, what she died from, she had a failure in breathing and cognizance and went into a coma. And we don't know what happened.
Okay. I've got a lady with that. This lady, I feel, would have been, when she was here on the earth plane, would have been, she's laughing and she's full of joy and she's a really happy person. And
this was very serious, all the time, very composed. She died around the June period, but I don't know who this other person is.
They've just said aunt. So it's an auntie. It's on an auntie link.
Mm.
Aunt.
I have an aunt, Martha, but she had disease, not of any cancer.
Okay.
And she died in the middle of a winter, but not of any cancer. I don't know that has died from a cancer of
okay.
a woman.
I'll keep being given the breast area, so I don't feel it's a man. I feel it's a woman that had this problem. But would you understand this, like this Martha being quite enough? It's all she's showing me, wanting to put her arms around children, in a comforting kind of way, in a protective kind of way, and just a very uplifting person. I feel.
She was a very happy person. Martha was.
Yes.
She had lots of grandchildren.
And she's making me feel that she didn't have an easy life. She had a very hard life.
Absolutely.
And she sort of tried to come to terms with that. And she wouldn't pass on the, you know, what she'd been through. She didn't pass that on. It's sort of, she bore her past well. And she just wanted to bring happiness to all of those people she touched or came into contact with. She just wanted to make everyone feel better, she said. And she wants to bring you this. She wants to bring you this upliftment and happiness. And she's just showing me, wanting to put her arms around you and give you a hug and say, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
And to not fret, to not be sad.
Okay.
And that gave me the song
Thank
from
you.
Annie, which is The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow. So, you know, that's her philosophy, I feel. Always looking on sunny side up. Always being a sunny kind of personality.
Okay. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Mike.
That's okay. Well, thank you very much for calling. And remember, you can have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on today. And I say thank you very much for calling.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem at all. Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, I know that we have to go to a short commercial break, but before we do, let me give you the numbers that you need to call in on. It's 760-283-4611. And if you're calling outside of the UK, it's 001-760-283-4611. And we'll be right back just after this.
Ahoy, me Harry! The Captain Quincy would like to invite you aboard the good ship, the Sea of Life. Every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. UK time, that'll be 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on MikeSpirit.fm, for a voyage that could change your life. There'll be music and dancing, and a barrel full of laughs.
Okay, and welcome back if you've just joined us or if you've just tuned in. We're already halfway through the show. And if you have just joined us, we're halfway through the show because if you tuned in the UK, our clocks went back to winter time last night. I know in the USA that they don't go back until next week. So we are over halfway through the show, but, you know, we're steaming through them. And, Jean, we're going very well, aren't we?
We are. Not doing too bad. They were lucky, weren't they, mother and daughter, getting through for a reading?
Well, I got to be honest, that's the first time, but, you know, good luck to them, and you know, I hope that they come through again. But, Jean, I'm going to have trouble seeing this next caller. I know that I'm going to get myself into trouble again. I do believe that we have, and I'm going to get, oh, I can't even say it, Monria Combria. Is that right? No. No, it's not.
How's it spelled?
No, let's go with Tabath. Tabath, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, and I do apologize. That's my producer. He's having a bit of a laugh with me tonight. I think he's enjoying. I think he's, to be honest with you, we've done a show before this one. It was a music show. He was doing the iPod Shuffle show, and I think that's his way of getting his own back on me, because I wouldn't let him play so much music. You know, it was I think it was all me playing the music, not so much him. So I think he's just got his own back on me. But welcome to MikeSpirit.fm, and what question did you have for us, or what reason did you call him for?
Well, my question is my angels or spirit guides got to say anything about me getting my Social Security disability, or is there anything that they want to tell me fighting my bad habits, and am I going to find a lover soon, something?
Okay, G, do you want to take this one?
Yes. Okay, let's say things step by step, shall we? The Social Security benefits, I feel that for some reason that's going to be delayed.
Okay.
And this is, it's almost as if you've got to refill forms out, or you've got to add things to forms. I feel I will send the forms back and say we need this and this. So I feel you will have to add things to forms. Does that make sense?
Yes, but will I get it though? Eventually?
I feel you will, but it won't be as much as you expect.
Uh-huh.
But there's a lady in spirit talking to me, and she says it will be enough for you to cope with. It will be enough for you to cope with. Okay? And I've got quite a strong-willed lady with me. And I feel she was quite tall. I feel she was a big lady in her build. Okay? And she's telling me she reared boys. So there's a feeling that she had lots of boys. Do you understand who this lady is?
She got lots of what?
She has lots of, she brought lots of boys into the world.
Oh, yeah, that's my grandmother.
Okay.
My grandmother.
Okay. She's also showing me waving a stick, that if she didn't like what people were doing, she'd wave a stick and say, get away with you. She was really quite strict, I feel. She says, I was quite happy the way my family turned out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she's almost saying, she says, do you have she's saying you have days where you feel sorry for yourself.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, oh, woe is me. What am I going to do with my life? And she wants to take you to the window and look outside. And it's almost as if she wants to take you outside because you're spending too much time indoors.
Definitely.
Do you understand that? And she's saying, get some sun on your body and it'll make you feel better. Okay? And she's saying there's a library at the end of the street.
Do you understand
where the library? A library. Library.
Oh, yeah.
She says, I don't know why she wants you to go to the library, but you've got to go to the library. Okay?
Okay.
It might be just that it's a short walk and you can cope with a short walk. Okay?
Okay.
And she's talking about partners here and husbands. Why is she saying three husbands?
Oh, did she?
Yes. Have you had three husbands?
No, I only have one.
Okay.
And we've been separated for over 20 years.
Okay. She says you're very much like her in a way that you're feisty.
Yeah.
You won't put up with people messing you about.
True.
And she says you have to soften your heart to welcome a new man into your life. She says soften your heart. And she's talking about how her grave needs tending.
Wow.
But she says life is not as bleak as you think it is. It is how we view things. Do you know about the half glass half full, half empty? Do you know when if your glass is half full, life is wonderful. It's how you see life. But if your glass is half empty, it's you feel and you think negatively about everything.
Yes,
and she's
I
saying
do.
you have more riches than you are aware of. You have lovely people around you. You have a nice home. She says you have love around you from family and friends. You have far more than you realise you have. And she says you're just so focused on this social security. Will I get it? Will I get it? Will I get it? She says you need to get out into the world, and when that's meant to happen, it will come to you. Because she says you're sitting at home waiting for it to come to you, waiting for it to happen. And thousand spirits have a way of delaying things because they want you to get out there and enjoy life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's talking about a bad back. Do you have a bad back?
Yeah, my kidney. Yeah.
Okay. But she says no excuses. She's wagging a finger at you. And she's saying, no excuses. You're not in pain all the time. Naughty girl, get out there.
Yeah.
Okay? But she's
what
been...
about somebody, you know, getting in love? When will I find a real true lover?
You. Will you find a true lover?
Yes.
Didn't you hear what she said? She said, soften your heart. You see, if you're this independent woman that has coped so many years on her own, which you have, you've had to cope with very hard times, haven't you?
Yes, I'm trying.
And come
I'm
through really
going
tough
bad
times.
I'm trying to fight those addictions also.
Yep, and you're still here. You're still here. You're a survivor. But because you've built up this hard exterior that you've had to have, you know, this hard outer shell that you've had to have to cope with everything, it's blocking anyone from coming close. So that's why she said, oh, that's why you've got to go to the library. That's why you've got to go to the library. No excuses. You're going to meet somebody there.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
All
right. But she says, soften your heart. She says, because you tend to think all men are the same. She's wagging a finger at me. She's wagging a finger here. And she says, you think all men are the same. No good, no good. And she says, and she says, there's a lovely man waiting for you. You just have to be kind. You have to soften your heart and welcome love into your life. Because he's there waiting for you. But she says,
okay.
She says, I suffered towards the end of my life. I was in a lot of pain. Do you understand that? And she said, I don't wish that on you. Well, I don't want you to be in pain at all. She's trying to help you and heal you from spirit. Okay? And she says, it's her that massages your back. So if you feel a lot of warmth or a lot of heat towards the lower part of your spine, she says, when you're sitting in that chair with the wooden arms, it's her that's massaging your back.
Okay.
And she's all around you. She really is. She's all around you, bringing you lots and lots of strength. But try and, you know, step outside more often than you do. Get out in the fresh air. Get some sun on your body. Go to the library. You never know what kind of book you might pick up or what kind of man you might pick up. But she said, you know, in the UK, we would say you've got your drawbridge up. You know, a castle has got a drawbridge up to stop any warriors coming onto the castle. Well, you've got your drawbridge up. You've got your emotional drawbridge up. So you've got that emotional block there because you're frightened of getting hurt ever again. But she says you want love, and she's sending you love. She's sending someone into your life that's going to give you love. But you've got to soften your heart a little bit. Don't be so judgmental. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know why she's saying this, but she's saying, I love you, Chichi. Or a nickname that sounds like that. I love you, Chichi. And that's what she's saying. Okay, I don't know whether... And she's showing me how she used to plait your hair. Do you know plaiting? Where you could put girls' hair into plaits.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean by those?
I never really got to know my grandmother. I just, from my mother talking about her. I think I seen her a couple of times, but I was so young.
Okay. Okay. Well, she's saying five. So when you were possibly around the age of 5 years.
Yep. She's right, because I can remember her sitting in a chair, and I was around that age, sure enough.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's her that's with you always. Always. But she said, get down that library. Get down that library. Put an eye patch on.
Is there something my angel's got to tell me, or...
That they're saying, we are aware that you talk to us all the time. That there are angel pictures and angels around you. Do you understand little statues of angels or angel pictures in some way? Because I'm seeing a frame with angels on.
They're all around me, and I'm crazy about them. Yeah.
And they hear your prayers. When you say your prayers, they hear you. And they are doing their best to answer some of your prayers. Be patient is what they're saying. Be patient. Okay?
Okay. Oh, thank you so much.
My pleasure. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Well, remember, coming over to MikeSpirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on today. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's move on here. I believe that I have Vonnie online next. Vonnie, are you there with us?
Good evening, mate. How are you?
How are you doing, Vonnie?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good. Joy, it's been a long time since we have spoke, isn't it?
It's been a long, hard journey trying to get in contact with in this show, but I'm here at last.
Yeah, and you're here to stay. That's the wonderful thing about it, isn't it? Well, if you notice it, because I know Vonnie, and for the listeners, you know, not that I know anything about you, Vonnie, but I know that you were used to be on the other network that I used to be on some little while ago till I came on over to having my own network on MikeSpirit.fm, and you know, you're more than welcome to be here.
Yeah, thanks very much, and I'm glad to be here anyway.
Good. Okay, and tell me, what was the reason that you called in for, Vonnie?
I don't know. I've had a feeling for a few weeks that I need to talk to somebody on the spiritual side. So that's why I've been quite desperate to get in contact with you. So I don't know what it is. I just have a feeling.
Okay, that's okay. Well, let me make my link to the spirit world, Vonnie. As you know how I work, as you've heard me many times in the past. Okay, I'll make my link to the spirit world and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
That's lovely. Thank you.
Okay, Vonnie. Now, the first thing I'm aware of is a lady here that wants to build a vibration up here with me. And I know that she's quite a short lady of when she was here with us. I know that she would be a lady that I want to say that was very difficult to be around, I want to say, towards the end of her life, because I feel as if I want to be a little bit short-tempered, because I believe that's the way she was before she passed. Now, I'm not saying that she was like that throughout her life, but just a little bit short-tempered before she passed because of the conditions that she brought through and the conditions that she had. I also know, as well as I'm communicating you with her, that she links towards your mum's side, your family, because she pulls me towards your mum's side, okay? And I believe, as if I want to say to you that I'm not around your mum, I want to go back maybe a generation to find this lady. So now I would link around your grandmother level.
Right.
Here with us, okay?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Did you?
Hello?
I said, does that make sense, did you?
I didn't actually know my grandmother, my mum's mum, so I don't know an awful lot. I know some things about her, but I don't know an awful lot about her.
Okay. Okay, well, she makes me aware to say that, you know, that it's a long time. She's been in the spirit world a long time.
Yes, she has. Very, very long time.
And would I be right in saying that she must have passed when you was very, very young? I want to place you maybe the age of, like, between 7 and 9. So I want to say that you would have been very young of when she passed into the spirit world.
No, I wasn't even born when she passed the spirit world. So maybe it's somebody else that's coming through.
Okay, that's fine, because she makes it aware that, you know, okay. Okay, now I've always said to you, Vonnie, that, you know, if they come through and they know us, then they can tell us something about our lives. Okay?
Yes, uh-huh.
Now, she tells me here that that's in your life at the moment that you seem as if you've got a bit of a battle on your hands at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah, well, my life's like that most of the time, but I accept it.
She says to me about that you've got a bit of a battle on your life at the moment, and it seems to be as if you're like climbing up a big hill at the minute, okay, because I know that that climb is very difficult, it's very hard at the moment.
Yeah,
she may say to you that, you know, it's been like that for a long time, hasn't it? Even though you just said your life is always like that, it's been like it for a long time, okay?
Yes, uh-huh.
I say to you, it's been like that since maybe, I wouldn't say maybe the last few years, I wouldn't say maybe at least the last 5 years, is that right?
Yes, that's correct, uh-huh.
And would I be right in saying to you that if we look back in your life, maybe the last 5 years or maybe a bit longer than that, something dramatic happened in your life that changed the way that your life was planned up, because I believe that it's from there that this thing is stemming from. And I believe a way, like you said to me, that you're not sure of why you're calling in. I believe that that's where it all lies, because you're not sure of anything. I believe you're just taking things one day at a time. You're kind of having the thought in your mind is, where do I go? How do I get on with this? Does that make sense, Paige?
Yes, I understand that completely, yes.
Because I know that she wants me to say to you that the best way there for you, okay, because I know that you do try and connect to the spirit world.
Yes,
I know that she tells me that, you know, it's heightening at the moment then, is it? So your awareness is getting stronger then, is that right?
Yes, that's right, uh-huh.
Okay. And she tells me that, you know, there's been quite a lot of frustration in your life of late as well, isn't there?
Yes, uh-huh.
And she also tells me, see, there's a gentleman that's just coming quite quickly here. And he says, I'm dad.
Okay, oh, so I know, God bless him.
Okay, so your dad's in the spirit world, yeah?
Yes, uh-huh, God bless him.
Okay, because he says, I'm dad. And I know when your dad, what a strong man he was, wasn't he?
A very, very strong person.
And see, what I know that he would have always stuck up for his family. Those as closest to him would have always been his main priority.
Yep, definitely.
He's way here that, you know, I would always look up to my family. I'd always do what's right for my family. And I believe that he wants to come into your life at the moment because he needs to be around your life. He says to me that there's someone younger than you that he believes that he wants to maybe shape them up is the wrong word. But, you know, if he was you, that's what he would be doing. He'd be sorting them out once and for all, because he says to me that there's a need to be sorting things out with your life at the minute, okay? And the more that we get your life back on track, the easier that things will become there for you, okay?
Yeah.
Now, where I'm talking to you about heightening your awareness, heightening your spirituality, okay, would I be right in saying that your sleep pattern's been thrown out of late there, isn't it?
Yeah, for a very long time. I don't sleep well at all.
Okay. Because then I'm being told about your sleep pattern. I'm being told about you spend half the night back and forth the bedroom then, is that right?
Yeah, that's about right.
Now, would I be right there, Vonnie, in saying to you that you know, today has been one of them days that you've started off from a bad start, haven't you?
Yep, did too, yes.
Because I want to say to you about, you know, that he's been with you even today, and he tells me, you know, when we say, you know, well, we got out of bed the wrong side, there's
yes,
more
uh-huh.
to the eye with you right now, isn't it? Because if I say to you that you've been, is there like an illness with you that you're struggling at the minute, or you've pulled a muscle or something?
No, I've got arthritis.
Uh-huh. So it's the arthritis that's giving you trouble right now then, is that right?
Well, yeah, but I cope with it. I live with that.
So today, it's been difficult.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Because I know that that's what he's come to say here to me, okay, that he's been with you even today. I know that your dad wants me to put a smile back in your face, okay, and he says to me it's been a long time since you've had a genuine smile on your face.
Oh, bless him.
And he says to me that it's. Why did he talk to me about the celebration that's coming up at the moment?
Oh yeah, I've got three at the moment coming up. Three.
Because he talks to me about the celebration that's coming up, and you know, he wants to join in, and I believe that, you know, your dad, when he was here with us, that he, you know, would have always joined in with the celebrations. I'm not saying that he was a party animal, far from the word.
No, it wasn't.
You know, I would have had a go. You know, yes. I would have went, shown my appearance, and that was about me over and done with. Okay.
Yep, that was him. That's him to a T.
Good, perfect. Because he says to me, you know, I would have rather sat in the comfort of his home, and I believe his garden is important to you too.
Definitely.
Because I know that, you know, it's all important about him being out in his garden. And, you know, I would show my face.
Yep.
But I would have rather sat out in my garden watching things grow and develop. Okay?
That's
because
right.
That's in my moment, okay? Now, see, because I know that we have to move on here. He tells me here about... see, now, where I'm saying to you that... about being out in his garden, okay? That's what he tells me that I need to talk about. Not that, I'm not saying that you're a keen garden or anything of the sort, but if I said to you that you've recently found something new in your life, like a hobby or something that we need to do, or there's a new challenge, would you understand of where I'm going with this?
Not really, no. Nope, sorry, not really.
Okay, no, don't be sorry, because we'll find out, because he says to me, there's something new in your life that you need to talk about, okay? And I believe I want to say that to you that have you been told about that there's some kind of letter that's coming to you then, Vonnie, or something?
No, not really, not.
Okay. Well, if it's coming, there's something for you to watch out for, okay?
Right, uh-huh.
And I believe I want to say that to you, when it comes, take up the challenge.
Right.
Challenge. It will take your mind on off what's this main focus thing around you right now, and will push you on to doing something different. Okay.
Good. Right. That's good.
That's what I want to bring into your life. Something new. Something that's going to bring you excitement. Something that's going to get your teeth into them, for want of a better word.
Yep. Okay? I understand that.
Okay, that's fine. Has that helped you a bit, Devani?
Yes, it has. Thank you very much, Mike. Yep, it has very much.
Okay, it's the first time you found this. It's www.mikespirit.fm. And you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I say thank you very much for calling.
Thanks very much then, Mike. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I do believe that we have Annette on next there. Annette, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Dina, over to you.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Yes, hi. Well, I'm a little confused, and maybe you can help me with this. I've been told that I've actually left a job, and I'm in the process of looking for another one, but I've been told that I might be going into my own business, but I don't know exactly how that's going to happen. Or if it's going to happen. Or maybe it's way, way in the future.
Okay. There's this quite a tall man that stepped in from spirit that's connected to you.
Okay.
He's giving me the feeling that he's about 6 foot tall. He's a slim build.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel he had hair around the side of his head, but at the front I feel it's as if it's receding on the top of his head. Do you understand who this man is?
No.
Okay. And he's giving me the feeling he didn't reach an old age when he passed. So I would say he's saying 55. So I don't know whether he was 55 when he went or it was 1955. Okay. But he's not coming on our father link. He's just it's as if he's coming in on a guide link for you.
Okay.
Okay, they've just shown me what connection he is to you. And it's saying it's the Watutsi tribe in Africa.
Wow.
And they're extremely tall people.
Wow.
Okay. And when you were talking about how I feel the jobs you've done until now, or the occupations you've done till now, it's almost as if you've done it, but you haven't really liked them.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's a job, I'll take this.
Yes.
And it's almost as if inside of you there's this urge that's pulling you in a direction, but you've got really no idea what the direction is.
Exactly, yes.
And I keep seeing, do you know the ghost whisperer?
Yes.
I keep seeing the shop she had in the program, in my mind's eye. And she sold all quirky things, all sort of antique-y kind of, just quirky things. I don't know whether this is something you've ever thought about, and I don't think what the business thing. It just feels as if you don't like conformity. You don't like conforming to what people expect. You like to be a free spirit. You like to go off and do your own thing. And it's if you have your own business, it will be from you, from within you. Do you know what I mean? It's from your heart center that you will have your own business. And it's. I feel in the business there will be a bar where people will come and have a coffee, but there will always be tables. Also, be tables where people can sit and chat and talk.
Oh.
And it's a shop that it's almost like a coffee shop, but it sells things as well.
Oh, I like that.
But it's quirky items. It's odd items, pretty though, pretty things. But it just feels as if you're heading on the right path. And I feel what they're telling me is you'll find the premises, then it's full steam ahead, and you'll find the premises in such an unusual way, which is exactly how it happens anyway, because there's no such thing as coincidence. It's almost as if you're going to another town where you would not normally go, and you'll be walking down the high street and you'll see this shop, and it'll be empty, and it'll say to let. So you can let it. Okay?
Wow.
But this is, they're saying it's 5 miles from where you live.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay? But I've got a gentleman drawing into me now who is definitely on a granddad link, a dad-granddad link. He's got white hair. And the feeling he's giving me is he's a kind of quiet man. He's not a kind of in-your-face kind of person. He would just sit there in a corner and you wouldn't really know he was there.
Okay.
So do you understand who that man is?
Yes.
He's quite an intelligent man, I feel. And he was more a thinker and he pondered things and he would talk about... Oh, thank you. He would talk about philosophical things and things that some people thought he's a bit, you know... As we would say, he was a bit cracked. Do you know what I mean? That he was not quite here. But I feel this man was quite a spiritual man.
Yes.
And he's telling me he wanted an unconventional way. He wanted an unconventional funeral.
Mm.
He didn't want the norm.
Okay.
And the spot where he is now is beautiful. He loves it.
Okay.
And he says he's really proud of you, although you don't see your achievements the way he sees them.
Oh, wow.
He says you put yourself down all the time.
Yes.
Oh, it's only this, it's only... But he says, you know, pat on the back for you, because there's real achievement with you. You worked hard at studying, and you've got lots of qualifications, and you don't see those for what they are. Yes. And he's saying, well done, well done. And he's talking about business study. So I don't know whether you've studied business or studying... It's almost as if studying business in order to go into business. So whether it's studying, managing businesses, or it's that kind of thing. I feel it's just a short course.
Okay.
That you'll have to do. But he's just saying, well done, well done. Okay? And he's showing me, do you massage the bottom of your legs or your ankles at times?
Yeah. Yes.
says he sells high heels.
Yes. Yes, it is. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I don't think it's this. I keep getting a man who smoked a pipe, but I don't think it's this gentleman. Is it this gentleman that smoked a pipe?
That I do not know.
I keep getting a man that keeps saying Popeye, and I don't know why they're saying Popeye.
Oh, my grandfather.
That means something. Okay. I just kept getting Popeye, and I didn't know it was to do with the Popeye's pipe. Okay, but if you understand the Popeye, okay. And someone still has your grandfather's glasses now. His reading glasses, he says.
Yes. Yes.
But he's so proud of you. Okay. So proud of you.
Oh.
He really is. And he'll help you find these premises for you. He'll help you find them.
Okay.
He really will. It's on. He says it's on. You call the pavement sidewalk, don't you?
Yes. Yes.
We call it a pavement. He said he's showing me that it's very green there, and there's overhanging trees, so it's very sunny. It's a lovely area where the shop is. But
wow.
this shop is. It's more the planning now, and it's early next year, I feel, is when the shop... March is when he's talking about the shop.
Wow.
But
I have not a clue as to how this is going to happen. I just need to let it flow.
Absolutely. Nothing.
What?
If you find yourself getting the urge to go to a different village or a different town, just on a whim, go.
Okay.
Or if you find yourself driving through a small town and you think, how have I ended up here? That's how it'll happen. Because it'll be grandfather sitting in the car with you. Okay? And so he's saying, watch the stoplights.
Okay.
Because he's closing his eyes when he's in the car with you.
I'm not that bad.
I think he's teasing you. But he will help you, and he will guide you to find you the right place. But don't go out actively doing anything. Study. If you've got to do anything, do a little business course. How to run a business. How to do the everything you have to do with a business. We'd say VAT, which is like tax and all that kind of thing. But it's do a little course on that. And just wait for all this to happen, because what you've done up till now in your jobs, that just seem like pointless exercises. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. But I need to pay the rent. I need to pay the bills.
You do.
And that is my concern.
Okay, they're saying go and work for someone you know. So there must be someone you know that has a vacancy with a job that will tide you over.
Okay.
Until you get your business up and running. There is a lady you know that has a vacancy, and it's some kind of shop, it's some kind of premises.
Wow.
And there's someone gone off on maternity leave, and she'll ask you if you want to do it.
Wow.
So take her up on the offer.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And I've just had the name William shouted at me, or Bill.
William.
So look on the earth plane as well as in spirit.
Okay.
It's more Bill. Bill. It's not. I don't think he's called William. I think he's called Bill. Which is the short version of William. But I'm going to leave it there. Good luck with your future.
Thank you so very much. Blessings to you.
And you. My pleasure.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Ned, for calling. And remembering, if you come on over to my FM, you can have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I say thank you very much for calling. Okay, I know that we need to go to a short commercial break here in just 1 second, but if you want to call in, the numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you call on outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. and we'll be right back just after this.
You have a website? How is that working for your business needs? Is your company's website living up to its full potential and driving business to you? Are your customers finding you online? Chances are your website presence is lacking, and that is why Shape Web Designs can help. Shape Web Designs offers a wide range of services that just doesn't stop at web development. We are a full-service company with strategies that are proven to make your internet presence the best that it can be. Our team of online marketing specialists will work with you to provide you with the best marketing strategies, customer-tailored to your company's products and services. Customer service is number one here at Shape Web Designs. We live here in a very techno time. Don't be left behind with a website that is inadequate for your needs. Shape Web Designs, shaping a better tomorrow. Visit us at www.shapewebdesigns.com or call 616-844-0893 today.
Okay, and if you just joined us, welcome. And you just used the ad there for Shapes Web Designs. I can highly recommend Shapes Web Designs to each and every one of you, because if you look on mikespirit.fm, then you will see the work of Shape Web Designs, and I must say, fantastic work there by Shape Web Designs. Let's get straight back to the phone lines, because I know that the time is really running away, and we have about 19-20 minutes left of the show. I do believe I have Lorraine on next. Lorraine, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, and what can we help you with this today?
I just want to see if there were any messages for me, pretty much.
Give me a second, I'll make the link to the spirit world, and we'll see where we go. Is that okay for you?
Sure.
Okay. I know I've got a lady here that sits down, which tells me that you've been confined or restricted towards the end of your life there. I know as I'm seeing her that she makes me aware that she would have lost quite a bit of weight before she passed over to the spirit world, because I know I'm looking at her face. And it seems to be slimming down towards the end of her life there. As I'm looking at her again, I want to see to you that she would have been a lady that would have complained and suffered with her hands and her wrists before she passed there to the spirit world. I know that she makes me aware that she had difficulty in grip and hold of things. She would have had to take lots of tablets. And I believe that this lady would have had like three different sets of tablets to take every morning before she passed on to the world of light. I believe that she links in your family, because I know I'm connecting there with her. I know that she links in your mum's side of your family. Do you understand there, Lorraine, of where we are?
It sounds like my grandmother on my dad's side.
Okay. Okay. If I got the wrong side, then that's my fault.
It could have been also my grandma on the other side that I'm just not aware of it.
Okay, that's fine. Now let me work with her and we'll see what comes of it. Okay. Now, I want to say to you that this lady must have been on her own for a while before she passed, meaning her partner must have went before her, or she never had a partner towards the end there, because she makes aware that she would have been in this life on her own right towards the end. She makes me aware to say to you as well that I know that there would have been a hospital connection there with her, because I know that I'm aware of machinery that starts to beep in the background there, which tells me that it's either in and out of the hospital she was before she passed, or she passed in the hospital, okay? I can also tell you as well from where she is that she would have been the kind of person. I want to say to you that when this illness took its toll upon her, that she was almost like restricted to the home, because she makes aware that of where she was living, that there would have been lots of hills around her, lots of, whether it's mountains, I don't know, but lots of hills, because I'm aware that it's difficult to get out and about, and I believe that that's how she would have been. Now, does that fit with your mum's side or your dad's side?
Okay, that one sounds like my mum's side.
I thought so, because that's where I am. Okay, because I know
yeah,
that I...
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's fine. Well, know that this lady is around your vibration here, because I know as she's around my vibration at the moment, she wants me to say to you that she's been in your life there. She sees that there's been some to and fro and back and forth from your life at the moment. And would I be right in saying that there's been, like, some sharp words that's been spoken in your life at the moment? Is that right?
Yes.
And it's been quite hurtful, haven't it?
Yes.
But she makes it aware that it's been quite hurtful, and there's been lots of upset there over this. Is that right?
Yes.
And would it be right in saying that there's like been a parting, whether it's in the family or like a friendship, there's been a parting over this? Is that right?
A pardon me, a what?
That there's been like a parting, either in the family or whatever them sharp words has been spoken, there's been a parting.
Yes.
Okay. Because I know that there's like a distance has been put in between there. And I know that this lady's come to say to me that she doesn't like to see the distance between you because I know it's been difficult. And I feel as if I need to teach you that you feel in some what ways, if you, not that you're restricted because you're ill, but you feel restricted because of this. Is that right?
Yes, very much.
Okay. Because she says you to me that, you know, it's like... Gosh, I don't know, but I feel as if I would just want to cry here, and I believe that's where you are in your life at the moment. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Because there's such emotion here with you. There's such disappointment. And it's like, you know, those are supposed to be the closest to us. They're supposed to stand by us, not be apart from us. Is that right?
Exactly.
And I know that you're feeling it. It's the opposite way around, that the ones that's closest to us are kind of pulling away from us, okay? And if I said to you that you're blaming yourself for these things that's wrong, you'd understand where I'm going with this, though, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Now, Lorraine, if I said to you that, you know, you're finding it so hard to hold it all together, now, would it be right in saying that there's two others that surround you at the moment that, that you need to be strong for?
Yes.
Because she tells me that there's two others around your life that you need to be strong for right now, okay? And I know that you're finding it so hard. Because, like, you know, if I said to you that you have to wear all the hats of a household needs to wear, like, you have to be the mum, the dad, the auntie, the uncle, the brother, the sister, you're kind of wearing all them hats together there, aren't you?
Yes, yep.
And I know that you're struggling with that, okay? I know that you're battling with it. And if I said to you, you know, if it's not only that, there's other things that's going on in your life. But no, for some reason, I'm looking at a mobile phone or a cell phone, whichever way you want to speak about them, whichever you want to call them. So would I be right in saying that this a problem with the phone, with your phone? Does that make sense there, Jim?
A problem with my phone?
Yes.
Not that I can think of right now.
Okay. Well, I'm being told that there's a problem with a phone as well. So, or it's... Okay. If I say to you that you have to... okay. Would it be right in saying that a number has been erased from a phone? So have you erased from your phone?
A number that I've erased from my phone?
Yeah.
I can't think of it at the right now.
Because it's like if I want to make amends, and it's like I want to look at my phone and say to you that if only I could make a call or send a message, but I can't because it's like as if a number has been erased from my phone, okay? Or it's more the point that you wanting to send that message or make that call, but you can't quite do it just yet. You don't feel it's right to do it right now. Is that right?
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
It's my mistake, not theirs, because I know that I want to look at my phone, it's like as if I can't use it, okay? That's what I thought, it was broken, but obviously not. It's like, I need to do something, but something inside me tells me, not yet, not just yet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I know, say to you that, you know, if we can pluck courage to do that, I believe it's going to be the start of smoothing things over, because I know that she comes through and she wants you to, like, put a plaster or a Band-Aid over that wound and just say to you, come on, united we stand, divided we fall. I know I want to say to you that she wants you to all to be united together, but we have to make it right, okay? Does that make sense? There's no good just patching things up and leaving her there. We have to make it right. There's someone in your life that needs to swallow their pride, isn't it?
Yes.
And the sooner that happens, the better. Is that right?
Yes.
See, there's someone else that's coming here, a gentleman that I want to say to you that would have had a problem with his one leg because, you know, I want to drag my one leg in front of me as I'm walking, okay? You know, just hold on to him, just pull it in front of me a little bit. So I know that I've got this jumping in the spirit world that connects quite closely to you. He
tells I was hoping he'd come through, yes.
Well, good. I'm glad he's come through here for you. Because I know that he tells me that he's been there a little while now in the spirit world, okay? His passing was quite sudden. It wasn't expected, was it, for him to go when he did. Does that make sense to you?
That's hard to answer, but...
Okay. Because he makes aware that his passing was quite quick, and we all didn't expect him to go of when he did, okay? But he says to me, you know, it doesn't matter. He's here. And he's here in the spirit world, and he's ready to offer you the support and the guidance from where he is at the moment, okay? Now, he says here to me that even though I've said that there's lots of emotion, now, I know I said to I don't know which caller it was, maybe the last one or the one before, I don't know, about their sleep pattern. Now, would it be right in saying that it's like if you keep waking up like 3 or 4 times a night, is that right?
Oh, God, yeah, I'm waking up every 2 hours. I don't know why.
Because I know I'm being told that you're in the middle of the night and you know, it's because you can't switch off, isn't it? You're having so much difficulty in switching off right
mm-hmm.
now. And that's what I want to put around your vibration there, okay? But I know if I said that to you that when you're trying to switch off and you can't, that's when you become aware of those people that's closest to you in the spirit world. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I know that you're very able and very capable of doing what I'm doing right now. Is that right?
I think... Could I tell you the person, the male, that I think you're connecting with?
Yes, if you want. Yeah,
yeah, I think it's my dad. And he's yeah. the one that I feel like I'm connected to, that I'm able to connect to.
Because I know that's what I want to talk to you about the connection that you have with the spirit world and the connection that you have with this gentleman, okay? Now, if I say to you that you speak to him quite a lot, is that right?
Every day.
Because I know I want to say to you that as you're speaking to this gentleman in the spirit world, that he hears every word that you have to say, okay? And he says to me here about saying to you, you know, keep up your faith, keep your strength up, because you will get to where you need to go so long as we have our faith. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes.
Lorraine, can you make me aware of my head? I don't know whether if that means that you have, or you've been suffering with headaches of late, is that right?
Headaches?
Yes.
I live with headaches.
Okay, that's fine. See, because it's like he's aware of that, okay? And he wants to make me aware of that to say that you've got the headaches. So again, this is a way of proving to you that he's around your vibration, okay? He says about hanging them pictures back up on your wall. Would you understand why I would say to you about hanging the pictures up on your wall?
Hanging the pictures on my wall?
Yeah.
I did that not too long ago, and I have some more I'd like to... I've been thinking about it, yes.
See, those thoughts are little things, aren't they? Okay. And it's just his way of proving to you that he's very close with you in the spirit world. Very much.
I think I feel him touching my face sometimes. I'm just not sure if it's him.
Yeah, there's something else in there. It's not just your face, is it? It goes. You have like a feeling that goes down your spine. Is that right?
Exactly.
Because as you're saying about your face, I'm saying, come on, give me something else. If there is any more, he says, well, tell her I. My vibration goes down your back, like down the center of your spine, okay?
Very strongly, yeah.
See, okay, again, that's his way of proving to you that he's in your life. So when this happens again, know that your dad is very close there to you in the spirit world, okay? He just wants me to blow you a kiss, because I believe that's something he would have done, just blew you a kiss, and he wants me to do that there to you right now, okay? And he says to me that you're doing it to him. So are you blowing your dad a kiss right now, then?
I mostly just talk to him. I guess I do. Every once in a while, we'll just kind of that little.
He makes me aware of that, okay? And again, it's his way of proving to you that he's around your vibration. I know I have to move on because I know that my show is almost at the end and I need to have a little chat with Jean. Has that helped you a little bit?
Very much, very much. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling. Remember, come on over to Mike's Spirit FM and you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling there. Okay, well, Jean, we're at the end.
I know. Flies, doesn't it?
You know? Yeah. And do you remember, Jean, the first time I said to you about coming on to the show and you went, 2 hours? It flies by, doesn't it? You know, it really...
Well, when you think about it, 2 hours talking non-stop, and you think, how am I going to do that? And then it's gone in a second.
Okay, Jean, if you want to tell us all about your website, because I know it's your site, don't you?
It's all the W's, dot, www.jeanfoster, JeanFoster, .com. And if you'd like me to add me to Facebook, my login for Facebook is Medium Jean Foster. Many thanks.
So if people want to have readings with you,
yep,
then go on.
I'll do them over Skype.
Okay, so how can they book you? So if they go on to www.jeanfoster.com.
Yes, go into consultations and just follow the instructions there.
Okay, I need to know this because, you know, if I don't know how to do it myself, how am I, you know, are we supposed to explain? So it's
okay.
Into consultations.
Okay. Yep, you go into consultation. I'm just going to load my website now. I forget. Consultations, and then it explains what Skype is. I also do healing therapies, and there's a pay now button. So if you go into consultations, it explains what a consultation is, because it's an appointment, really. It lists the charges, how much I charge. That's in the UK. And there's information at the bottom where you click on the link for overseas readings. And you go to healing therapies, which I do spiritual healing and batch flower therapy, which not many people have heard of, but it's a wonderful healing therapy. There's also a heading which says event tickets. So there's a list of my events where I'm going to be appearing in the near future. There's a guest book, a mailing list, and whereabouts I've been in the media. And at the moment, I'm in Chat It's Fate. Not Chat, Chat It's Fate, and I'm on the front cover and pages 4 and 5, and it talks about how I got into this work and what happened to me as a child.
Okay.
But if you visit my website, there's lots and lots of information about me.
Okay, so that's jeanfoster.com.
Yep.
And Facebook, it's Medium Jean Foster, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Okay. So, you know, I can tell everybody to go on to Medium Jean Foster on Facebook or www.jeanfoster.com. And actually, Jean, we're actually in the midst of building into the MikeSpirit.fm the readings for myself, you know, because I'll be doing readings and you'll be able to go into there and there's going to be a little button that says book for a reading or readings.
All right.
The button will be self-explanatory, really.
Yeah.
And again, it'll be done on Skype as well. So, you know, I'm looking forward to launching that. And I think we're launching that next week, or maybe it could be sometime this week. You never know. You know, I know that that's coming up. And so for all the listeners that, you know, that didn't get a chance to come through today, because I know, again, it's been a very, very busy show. Remembering I do a Thursday show, which is the Spiritual Connections with myself, Mike Davis. And that's going to be at 5:30. That sounds crazy, isn't it? 5:30. But it's because it's 5:30 UK time, which will stay the same for Eastern Standard Time, which is 1:30 and 10:30 p.m. Well, Jean, for me and from you, I suppose it's good night.
It is. Good night. God bless.
But it's good day, or I suppose good afternoon, wherever people are. So I'll say good night, God bless, and thank you all, each and everyone. Until next week, I'll see you. Bye.
Good night.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.